A victory in blocking Biden admin from disposing of border wall materials. Texas border business. Austin, Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham, MD, announced a major victory for border security after United States District Judge Drew B. Tipton signed an order blocking the Biden administration from disposing of border wall materials before February 1, 2025. The hearing was held after Commissioner Buckingham, the Texas General Land Office, GLO, the state of Texas, and the state of Missouri, asked the judge to investigate the Biden administration's decision to sell border wall material, a possible violation of the judge's May 29, 2024 final judgment and permanent injunction. The ruling to halt the Biden administration from selling off border wall materials is another step in the right direction towards finally securing our southern border. President Biden has worked tirelessly to dismantle this project and has demonstrated a continued pattern of disregard for the safety of Texas and American families, said Commissioner Buckingham. The state of Texas and the GLO stand united with President-elect Donald Trump to aid in his efforts to secure the southern border. I will never give up the fight to secure our porous southern border and protect our sons and daughters from violent, criminal illegal immigrants. As part of the court's ruling, the Biden administration was ordered to stop disposing of any further border wall materials before February 1, 2025, which will allow President Trump to use those materials as he sees fit once he assumes office following his inauguration on Monday, January 20, 2025. Judge Tipton also agreed that the plaintiffs are entitled to documentation from the Biden administration proving it did not violate a May 2024 court-mandated injunction stating the Biden administration cannot divert appropriated border wall money to other border-related projects. If it is shown the Biden administration violated the injunction, the responsible parties could be held in contempt of court. Commissioner Buckingham has been on the record in saying she is looking forward to working with President-elect Donald Trump and Border Czar Tom Homan, offering state land to store any wall panels his incoming administration may acquire. This victory in court against the corrupt Biden administration is the latest in a series of wins when it comes to securing the Texas-Mexico border. Earlier in the year, the GLO was proud to celebrate the success of Operation Flat Top on Fronten Island and a right-of-entry agreement with the Department of Public Safety, DPS, that allows DPS to operate and maintain temporary fencing along the Rio Grande on GLO's property. Fronten Island is a 170-acre GLO property that used to be a hot spot for cartels to push guns, ammunition, drugs, bombs, and human trafficking victims unobstructed through our southern border. Operation Flat Top was completed by DPS and the Texas Military Department, TMD, who cleared the island of all vegetation and leveled it, making it virtually impossible for cartel members to use this property to evade law enforcement. Since the beginning of the operation, there has been a 100% decrease in cartel activity. Recently, Commissioner Buckingham celebrated the commencement of border wall construction on the General Land Office's, GLO, newly acquired 1,402-acre ranch along the Rio Grande at Starr County's border with Mexico. She additionally announced the creation of the Jocelyn Initiative, named in honor of Jocelyn Nungaray, a 12-year-old Houston girl who was killed by illegal criminals. This initiative extends the commissioner's initial offer to the incoming Trump administration of 1,402 acres of state land to include state-owned land the GLO has identified in El Paso and elsewhere in Texas for the critical task of deporting violent, criminal illegal immigrants from our country. Read the signed order by Judge Tipton by clicking the button below. Court order signed by Judge Drew B. Tipton.